this magnificent radiance had come from some force with great illuminating capacity. The edge of its light swept over the sea in an immense, highly elongated oval, condensing at the center into a blazing core whose unbearable glow diminished by degrees outward. "It's only a cluster of phosphorescent particles," exclaimed one of the officers. "No, sir," I answered with conviction. "Not even angel-wing clams or salps have ever given off such a powerful light. That glow is basically electric in nature. Besides, look, look, it's shifting. It's moving back and forth. It's darting at us." A universal shout went up from the frigate. "Quiet," Commander Farragut said. "Helm hard to leeward. Reverse engines." Sailors rushed to the helm, engineers to their machinery. Under reverse steam immediately, the Abraham Lincoln beat to port, sweeping in a semicircle.